Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine expected today with highs around 81. Southerly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Lows level off around 57. Tonight, partly cloudy. High of 75. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Turning cooler Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 60s. Slight chance for storms Saturday. Chance of rain showers on Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 50.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. High school seniors from Great Bend earned scholarships for their impressive traffic safety presentations at the Safe Speaks competition.
They created 5-minute presentations on traffic safety. Topics included distracted driving, seatbelt use, and defensive driving. $6,000 in scholarships were awarded, funded by the Kansas Sheriff's Association and the Kansas Juvenile Officers Association. Winners will present at the Kansas Teen Transportation Safety Conference in December. The SAFE program promotes safe driving habits in Kansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, and Iowa. I'm J.P. Bazant.
The Kansas Forest Service is suggesting a temporary halt to harvesting because of the wildfire risk it brings. The dry conditions could let a fire get out of control quickly, and water resources that firefighters would use to fight the fires are limited. And with the first freeze, there's more dying vegetation that could burn. If farmers can't stop the harvest, they suggest extreme caution, like parking vehicles away from tall grass. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Now is the perfect time to purchase a John Deere 1.5 Series compact utility tractor from Prairie Land Partners. For a limited time, get a free implement with your purchase. Plus, your choice of a free tailgate package complete with a tent, chairs, and cooler. Or a free Ego Power Plus leaf blower to keep your space clean and tidy this fall. Offer ends October 25th, 2024. Some restrictions apply. See Prairie Land Partners for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. A Hayes man who's been accused of murder and the drug overdose death of his infant son was back in court on Tuesday asking that the charges against him be thrown out. According to court filings, 29-year-old Abraham Duran Leon of Hayes filed 5 motions in the 3 current cases he has pending in Ellis County District Court, with the most recent charge being murder following an April 2024 incident that led to the death of his son. Leon also faces drug possession, criminal damage to property, and interference charges. All 5 motions were filed pro se or on his own without a lawyer. Leon argued in his motions that his right to due process was violated because court paperwork was not filed on time. He also argued his 5th, 6th, and 8th Amendments were violated during the process, so the judge should dismiss the charges against him because he believes several of his rights have been violated. Among the complaints Leon discussed was a bond he felt was excessive, and District Court Judge Glenn Braun dismissed or ruled that all 5 filings by Leon were inappropriate. Braun called Leon a safety risk to the community and said a $500,000 bond is more than reasonable in a murder case. Leon also claimed his court-appointed attorneys had not raised the issues he did with the court, which was grounds for the charges to be dismissed. His first court-appointed attorney, Cheryl Stewart, withdrew from the case, and Leon, in his motions, claimed his most recent attorneys, Christopher Rohr and Casey Ziegler, were not adequately representing him, and he wanted them withdrawn from the case as well. He said they failed to mention the rights violations he claimed he had experienced in the case, which is grounds for dismissal. Braun told Leon the court is running out of attorneys to represent him in a murder trial, and just because he disagrees with the advice of counsel doesn't mean that he has to have a new attorney appointed to the case. Ziegler was representing Leon in the drug and criminal damage to property case, and Rohr was recently appointed to represent him in the murder case, so Braun assigned Rohr and Ziegler as co-counsels in all 3 cases. Braun also cautioned Leon not to continue to file pro se motions and instead work with his attorneys. The preliminary hearing in all 3 cases is scheduled for November 13th in front of Braun. Governor Kelly announced that applications will open on Monday, October 21st, for the National Telecommunications Information and Administration Internet for All initiative. With the launch of the Broadband Equity Access and Development Deployment Program, the Kansas Office of Broadband Development will begin taking applications to deploy the $451.7 million allocated to bring high-speed internet to all Kansans. Governor Kelly said her administration is dedicated to making Kansas a top 10 state for broadband by 2030, and this historic investment will have a long-lasting impact across Kansas and continue to support our education, healthcare, and workforce growth. The application window will open after the 21-day project review period, allowing eligible applicants to apply for 403 project areas with 52,343 locations needing high-speed internet. Applications will be scored on their cost effectiveness, consumer affordability, fair labor practices, technology, speed to deployment, and community engagement. Eligible applicants include local governments, tribal governments, nonprofit organizations, and those authorized to provide broadband services in the proposed service areas. The project funding rounds will open on October 21st and close on December 5th. And for more information, you can visit kansascommerce.gov/Office of Broadband Development. Multiple organizations opposing and supporting medical marijuana usage in Kansas stood in front of a special committee in Topeka on Wednesday, as Kansas is one of a handful of states that have not legalized medical marijuana. The legislature has stalled it from being made onto the floor multiple times, and during the 2024 legislative session, Senate Republicans blocked the effort just before adjourning for the year. At Tuesday's special meeting, state agencies, law enforcement organizations, medical professionals, businesses, and advocacy groups stood in front of the committee and shared their connection to medical marijuana. The Kansas Association of Chiefs of Police, the Kansas Peace Officers Association, and the Kansas Sheriff's Association all opposed medical marijuana, telling the committee it would cost the state more than what it could earn. Meanwhile, Inga Selders, the executive director of the Cannabis Justice Coalition in Kansas, told the Special Committee on Medical Marijuana that the state needs to do more than legalize marijuana. She said they need to decriminalize it statewide, meaning no arrests, prison time, or criminal record for the possession of cannabis for personal consumption, and they need to expunge the records of any nonviolent cannabis offenses so that Kansans don't have a criminal record holding them back from employment and educational opportunities. Earlier this year, the DEA announced that it plans to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug, so ultimately, marijuana could be used for medical use nationwide. In Nebraska news, the Nebraska Supreme Court issued a ruling on Wednesday just before the November election allowing felons to register to vote. In a split decision, the court ruled that Legislative Bill 20, which gives felons voting rights after completing their sentences, is not unconstitutional. In July, Nebraska Attorney General Mike Hilgers argued that the law was unconstitutional, violating the Separation of Powers Clause in the state constitution. And shortly after, Secretary of State Bob Evnen ordered county election offices to bar felons from registering to vote, citing Hilgers' opinion. The American Civil Liberties Union of Nebraska then filed a lawsuit accusing Evnen of overstepping his bounds by nullifying a state law. The court is now ordering Evnen to comply with state law, giving felons the right to register to vote in the upcoming election. Justice Stephanie Stacy said in a concurring opinion that the respondents have failed to clearly establish that the reenfranchisement provisions of LB 20 are unconstitutional. The last day to register to vote online is this Friday, October 18th, and people have until October 25th to register in person in Nebraska. The Voting Rights Restoration Coalition estimates that at least 7,000 Nebraskans are eligible to vote under the law. Lincoln police reported that at about 9:30 a.m. on Tuesday, a wastewater division employee left a vehicle unlocked at a Quick Shop near 27th Street and Cornhusker Highway, and a man took the city vehicle for a joyride. Police said while the worker was in the store, 56-year-old Don Steinhauer got into the vehicle and drove off. However, the vehicle had a GPS device, so law enforcement tracked it to the Sprague area. Lancaster County deputies and Nebraska State Troopers found the vehicle and took Steinhauer into custody. He was arrested on suspicion of theft by unlawful taking and DUI. Police said the vehicle was not damaged. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay cross country coach George Rossi to update on the team and their meet today at Downs Lakeside.
I'm here with head cross country coach George Rossi. Coach, last week it was the Mid-Continent League at Phillipsburg, always kind of a familiar track to your team for MCL. Kind of a not an unusual, but a different format with the top four racers on both squads would be the how they determine the scores. But a first place for the girls. What did you think of the girls running?
Well, I thought the girls ran a solid race again. unfortunately, when the MCL, the numbers are dwindling on the girls' side, so there weren't that many girls running, and they only ended up with two full teams. A couple teams had girls drop out of the race, and that's that kind of messed things up. But, you know, again, we go out to run against good competition. Hoxie got second. They're a good team. They're ranked in their classification, and we wanted to go out and put on a good show. And some of the girls that were running, you know, like we talked about last week with the Howland girl from Smith Center being one of the top runners in all classes of the state, and Avery Boydson from Ellis being one of the top runners in also all classes, and you know, Emma put on a good performance with them, and they pulled away from her at the end, and Emma ended up getting third. Kaysen Miller, I thought, ran a great race. Probably bad coaching on my part. One time I told Kaysen to kind of slow down, and she said she was feeling really good and wish I wouldn't have done that, so I told her next time, don't pay any attention to me and just do it. And Kaysen ran a great race. She finished in fourth place, and Savannah Rumback was eighth, and Cassidy McLean was ninth. Lorelei Granberry was 14th, and Natalie Simmons was 27th. So I thought the girls, you know, they did a good job. And we got two big races coming up for sure, and we want to be ready for those. And I think this was an important step.
On the boys' side, a third-place finish for you there in the Mid-Continent League. Were you a little surprised, or what was your thoughts?
Well, I thought we'd stay closer to Hoxie, and we would have. Unfortunately, Aston had an issue in the race and wasn't able to finish. I pulled him out of the race. I thought, you know, if with scoring four guys, we could have been a little bit closer. And then, you know, when you pull Ace now, being probably a second placer, and you have to replace that with your five kid, and that's 2 or 3 minutes down the line. That's a big jump in points. So, but boys got second, so I was happy for that. Overall, I thought we did some good things. Tyler Stewart ran a good, solid race, finished in sixth place. Max Carter ran a great race. He was 10th. Elvis, he did PR, and to PR on a hot day on Phillipsburg's course is crazy to me. I mean, Elvis is getting much, much better. He's doing great things. He's improving a lot. He finished 14th. Jace Bailey was 20th. Brexton Eisenhagen was 26th. Noah Lear was 31st, and Michael Urban was second in the JV race. So, you know, our boys, they don't like when they have to go by and Aston's not competing, and it spurs them on. But, you know, those boys pull for each other, and they support each other a lot. And Aston's feeling good this week. So I think we'll get him back at Lakeside and have a good race.
Coach, and now you will travel to Downs, Kansas, the Lakeside Invitational. Always kind of a meet that you like to go to just to see where you are with some of the other top-ranked teams. Lakeside, you know, you always kind of have some cool weather, and Blue Jays, they run good in the cool weather.
Yeah, I think it's going to be – might be a little warm and windy this week, but, you know, everybody has to run in the same conditions. So we've ran in some warm races now, and I think the kids will come out and perform well. You know, on the girls' side, we're running against the number one ranked team in 3A with Southeast Saline. They're on a multi-year win streak. In fact, I think the last team to beat Southeast Saline was us in 2019. And you know, they're number one in 3A. Sacred Heart from Salina is the number one in 2A, so two very solid teams. We're also going to be competing against Minneapolis, who is going to be in our regional next week, and Ellsworth is going to be in our regional in Beloit. So we got a lot of teams that we're really looking at, really want to see how we run against those guys at regionals that we'll have at our place.
Now, can you tell us about the time that will start at Lakeside?
The girls will run at 4 o'clock, and the boys will run after that, and then the JV race. And, you know, on the boys' side, Southeast Saline is ranked number one in the state, but, you know, Holcomb is going to be in our regional, and I think Holcomb is probably the number one team in the state. I think also with Beloit St. John's, I think they might be, I think they're the top ranked team in 1A. I don't know if they've been putting up huge numbers here of late. So we treat the Lakeside just as like a practice regionals. We're going to be running against very good teams. And, you know, we kind of put that mindset that we're going to have at regionals of finding teams that we have to go out and compete with and try to beat. And hopefully that will be a, you know, something that'll help us out next week.
And then something else that's going to you want to announce out is that the Norton Community High School will be hosting the regionals next Saturday, a week from Saturday. Why don't you just kind of briefly tease us on that?
Yeah, it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a 2A and 3A regional. There's going to be a total of 30 schools at that regional. There's going to be a lot of people. We want to see a huge Blue Jay fan base out there. It's free to attend. You know, carpool out and come out and enjoy some really good cross country. You're going to have a lot of the top teams in the state on both sides, both boys and girls, in 2A and 3A running. So it's going to be absolute fantastic competition. It'll all start at 10 a.m. out at the golf course on Saturday, October 26th. And like I said, I hope we have a huge crowd out there.
And we'll go over that next week's interview, so we hope that you can put that on your calendar next Saturday. So, well, Coach, we wish you the best luck when you travel down to Downs, the Lakeside Invitational. Reporting for KQNK, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig and Coach Rossi, and good luck to the Blue Jay cross-country team today at Downs at the Lakeside Invitational. A memorial service for Floyd Merlin Collip, known as Lynn or Doc, will be held at the Norton Christian Church on Saturday, October 19th at 10:30 a.m., and a luncheon will follow at the church. A private burial was held at Mount Hope Cemetery in Almena. In lieu of flowers, suggested memorials include the Norton Regional Health Foundation, the Norton Christian Church, or Valley Hope Foundation. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have cavatini, tossed salad, pineapple chunks, garlic bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pigs in a blanket or ham and cheese roll-up with fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be Mexi Tot Supreme, bread, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there'll be patchy blowing dust after 3 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be sunny with a high near 81 and breezy, with a south wind of 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. For tonight, there'll be patchy blowing dust before 10 p.m. and increasing clouds with a low around 57 and breezy, with a south wind of 20 to 25 miles per hour and gusts as high as 45 miles per hour. On Friday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 75 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. And on Friday night, there's a slight chance of showers and a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m. with increasing clouds and a low around 53. The chance of precipitation Friday night is 50%, and wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 p.m., and then a slight chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 69. On Sunday, there's a chance of showers with thunderstorms possible after 1 p.m., otherwise it'll be partly sunny with a high near 70. On Monday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 p.m. should be mostly sunny with a high near 69. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 76. And on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 68. Currently, with fair and breezy conditions, it is 50 degrees. The humidity is 47%. The wind speed is south at 21 with gusts to 30 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.95. The dew point is 30 degrees, and the current wind chill is 43 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23 and time for Kansas Sports, being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas State quarterback Avery Johnson got banged up a bit in the game against Colorado over the weekend, and head coach Chris Klieman says although he is fine, that helped him learn more about Johnson's abilities.
He grew in a number of ways. One, the injury was one thing, but then a flip in philosophies at halftime where we were doing a great job denting them in the run game, and then in the second half, they changed their defensive front and said, you know, we're going to put five guys up here. And we didn't have quarterback run like we talked about. And we had to make some plays in the pass game. And, you know, he made a great throw to Jace down the middle of the field one time that sparked us to get that field goal. And then the plays late to hang in there. He just got the ball off on the one to Jace and found the maybe the mistake in coverage with DJ. So without a doubt that he keeps growing and getting better and keeps learning from his experiences.
K-State is on the road once again at West Virginia Saturday at 6:30 p.m. on Fox Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
In agriculture, Bayer is on the leading edge of innovation. So when you plant XtendFlex soybeans, you're planting elite germplasm with the latest trait technology and yielding 2.7 bushels more per acre with our 2024 launch class. Bayer leads the field in innovation, so you can put it into action every single day. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Claim based on Bayer 2023 germplasm trials versus key E3 checks.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.